Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Once again, I have a few important notes before we continue with the story. Derailed is a fiction mystery series which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. In episode 9, Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos find out that the two bodies missing from their coffins in Star River belonged to two beautiful young women, and that they were taken around the same time as Lena Hadid's murder. Detective Johnson becomes increasingly suspicious of his prime suspects, Jace Nolan and Emily Hadid, and arranges to meet with Astrid for more answers. During their meeting, Astrid explains to Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos that while Jace's obsession with Lena Hadid is concerning, it's also expected given what the writer's going through. Officer Ramos isn't convinced by Astrid's explanation, though, and he interrogates her more when visiting her rental back in Bend to collect Jace's old notebook as potential evidence. There, Officer Ramos learns from Astrid that Jace Nolan actually witnessed his past love interest get run over by a train less than a year ago. That explains his anxiety, PTSD, and fear of trains. However, the officer still has many unanswered concerns. Also in this episode, Jace tries to find creative inspiration in the Smokies, one of Lena Hadid's favorite places to unwind, and confesses to Astrid that he's in love with her. Oh boy. Let's see what's in store next for our troubled characters. Late September 2023, Jace is still at Cabin on the Rocks, a cabin rental in the Smokies.
Astrid? I was hoping you'd call.
It's Sophie.
Sophie? Oh, sorry. It's been a while. I wasn't expecting to hear from you.
You can't just cut me off, Jace. Not after everything we've been through. Where the hell have you been?
I'm down, Soph. I just woke up.
Well, it's nice to hear that one of us has been sleeping peacefully. Tell me, who did you dream about last night? Lena Hadid? Or that old bat of a therapist you've been dying to fuck?
Hey, watch your fucking tone. Her name's Astrid. And why are you even calling me if you can't stand me? Do you get some sort of weird satisfaction out of insulting me every day?
I'm worried about you. The last I heard, you were traveling up and down the country to track down Lena's family. What's going on? What have you done?
I haven't done anything.
Where are you?
I'm in the Smokies, staying with Annie Bellum's cabin rentals, trying to get some peace and quiet for fuck's sake.
How's the writing coming along?
Fine. Yeah, it's going fine.
Okay. So is Nanine off your back?
He hasn't called me in days. He knows I just need some extra time for the manuscript, and he's letting me get my work done. Anyway, is this why you're calling me? To check up on me again?
I called you with the hope that maybe you've changed. Maybe you've become a better person. More of a man who doesn't carry his balls around in a fucking purse. But you're still full of shit.
What? What do you mean?
For once in your life, Jace, stop lying to me. And stop lying to yourself. You've barely made any progress with your manuscript. And the only reason the Nine isn't on your back anymore is because he's given up on you. He's probably taken your contract away from you. You're fucking up your life, and for what? A stranger who died weeks ago and you've never even met? And a therapist you developed a creepy obsession for? You've got to stop this, Jace. You know what happens to the woman you fall in love with.
No, you're wrong. It's different this time. It's different with Astrid. And I'm not obsessed with Lena. I'm not.
Open your eyes, Jace. You did it to me. Who can say you won't do it again? You can't control yourself. You're unhinged, spiraling, and completely derailed.
No, you're wrong. I've changed.
You will never change.
Please stop. Just go away. Please, just leave me alone.
Later that same day, at a park in Bend.
Sun feels good, doesn't it? It's nice to be out. Could barely hear myself think at the office.
Yeah, I don't think I can stomach another story from Toby about how his new sulfur-rich diet is stinking up the bathroom.
Yeah, and why his wife is threatening him with a divorce because of it.
It's like, come on, bro. Why do you think she wants to walk out on you? If that's all you're leaving her every morning? Is he serious? That guy's delusional.
Yeah. But you know, if that was my biggest problem as a married man, I'd welcome it with open arms.
And free. You still think about Catherine a lot?
Only every day. But just when I'm awake and sleeping.
Right.
You know, life was a fairy tale for Catherine. She used to give me the most idealistic advice when it came to the investigations. Follow your heart. The universe will reveal the truth you need. It used to drive me crazy. But what I wouldn't give for just a minute of her compassionate hopefulness today.
My mommy was the same. She's always saying, God is faithful, he is with you. He won't give you more than you can handle. Yeah. It was reassuring. Comforting, even. She used to pray for me every day to make it as a detective. She believed in me more than I believed in myself. I will never forget. She used to tell me every day, I must tell myself, and the universe, only good will come to you today, and God's protection is on me.
Your biggest fan, I bet.
My rock, actually.
There's still a good chance of you becoming detective, Ramos.
You know, it's okay, D. I know I fucked it up. You've said it yourself.
Even I get things wrong sometimes. I'm not justifying what you did with Emily Hadid. That was a major screw-up on all levels, but I know your heart was in the right place. I've never questioned your character, Ramos, just your choices.
Yeah. Choices. I wonder what choices Lena Hadid's attacker thought they were left with before they killed her. You ever think about that? The thoughts that must have been going through the perpetrator's mind in the moments that led up to the crime? I mean, damn, I never want to know or understand that type of evil.
I think about how a person could be void of any empathetic or basic human compassion. At what point does your subconscious stop telling you that what you're doing is wrong? Or do you just stop listening to it? Mute it out.
You think Jace Nolan has it in him to be so callous?
I think people like him are capable of doing anything when they feel cornered.
I agree. His notebook didn't give a lot away, though. Just full of flowery poetry and research. I mean, seriously, how did this dude get rich off of writing so much soft shit? That's the real mystery.
And just you wait until you fall in love one day. All those flowery poems will start making sense to you, too.
Yeah, no thanks. You'll never catch me behaving like some lovesick Romeo. Speaking of which, I've arranged another meeting with Yumi and Astrid. We need to speak to her about what else Jace has shared. It's fucked up, D. It's like all these women who Jace becomes obsessed with are either already dead or wind up dead. We're trying to confirm if the death of his ex-lover was an accident, a suicide, or...
Or a murder?
Right.
What about the two bodies that were dug up from their coffins? Any new updates on that?
Still no evidence to support what might have happened to them. Unfortunately, at this point, we're wondering if they were destroyed in the fire at Mazari as well.
But it still doesn't make any sense. The only DNA we found at the scene of the crime was Lena Hadid's. And it matched up to the remains of the body we found.
We still can't cancel that out as a possibility, D. Fires are known to obliterate evidence and create misleading patterns.
Yeah, you're right. The one thing you're not right about is continuing to call me D. But I'm still not satisfied. The missing bodies of Francesca Moretti and Judith Kendall are trying to tell us something. The perpetrator is creating a whole story and messing with us.
Speaking of stories, I'll be in Gatlinburg in a couple of days to speak to Jace Nolan. Are you sure you don't want to call him in for formal questioning with me and you, though?
Yes. Just keep a low profile for now. I know Lieutenant doesn't think this is the best idea, but if Jace Nolan is as calculating as we think he is, I don't want to give him any more opportunity to be one step ahead of us. Just have a conversation with him about his alibi for July 17th. See how he responds when you press on his feelings towards Lena. But Ramos, don't be too pushy.
No worries. I can handle it.
This might be one of the most important developments in our investigations. This could be your chance to show the department what you're made of. I'm counting on you. Please don't let me down again.
Look, I know there's a bunch of people on the team who are rooting against me. And we both know exactly why. But you should know, there's not a chance in hell I'm gonna fuck this up. I got this, okay?
Okay. Good. In the meantime, I'll be in Star River. I'll have another talk with the team at Mazari Cabin Rentals and some people who had interacted with Jace Nolan in the days preceding the fire. The receptionist, Lucy Turner. Let's see what else we can find.
Sure. And I think we're getting closer to finding Emily Hadid, too. Team's all over it. And we'll be ready to go see her as soon as they drop a pin.
Good. Let's keep on top of it.
Of course. Do you want to grab a milkshake or something?
Oh, no, not more dairy. That stuff will send you to an early grave.
My God. What have you got against dairy now?
Did you not watch that documentary on Netflix last year? It said that drinking cow's milk will make you want to sit in the corner of your room, rocking back and forth hopelessly, until you just forget your passions, your dreams. You don't eat, you don't sleep, you just waste away, rotting in your own self-pity. Is that what you want, Ramos? Is that what you want?
A few days later, back in the Smokies.
Hey, thanks so much for getting back to me. I have to say that the customer service here has been great.
No problem at all. We're big on keeping our guests happy at Antebellum's. Surely that should be the norm, right? How's your stay been so far, Mr. Nolan?
I'm loving it. My rental cabin on the rocks? Great name, by the way. It's super spacious and comfortable. I'm in awe of the view when I wake up in the mornings, actually.
Oh, awesome. Well, I do hope it's inspiring some of your best romance writing. I'm a big fan, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Funny, I still don't even know how to respond when people tell me that they're a fan. It's kind of embarrassing, actually.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. I'd be soaking all the compliments in if I was you. Plus, you deserve them. You're such a talented writer, Mr. Nolan. I've never known a male writer to have such a large female following, but I'm guessing that's because of the genre you write in.
For sure. Women tend to warm to romance writing, more so than men.
You've definitely had your heart broken, haven't you?
Sorry? What?
Oh, all that weight in your writing, that's got to come from somewhere. I mean, I'm no professional writer like you, but we've all been screwed over by love at some point in our lives. So I can tell from experience when I read your books.
Yeah, I guess. I just write what sells in my space. My editors change it up a lot too, so...
It's commendable, actually, to write with such raw honesty and vulnerability. So what are you working on at the moment?
It's just a new story. It'll be out soon. Anyway, I don't mean to be rude, but I was inquiring about your list of activities.
Oh, sure. Sorry, I can talk for Tennessee. So we partner with a company called Explory, who help offer us some really cool activities for our guests at Antebellum's. Have you checked the website out? Did you see anything you liked the look of?
Yeah, I love the look of Skyland Ranch in Sevierville, actually.
Yeah, that's one of our newer attractions. Very popular. It's the perfect balance of peacefulness and entertainment, and it's home to the largest mountain coaster in the Southeast, if you like that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I do love that sort of stuff. I know a person who loves coasters, actually. The rides make me feel closer to her.
You see, you really are a modern-day Romeo. You should bring her along the next time you visit Antebellum's. Do you want Explory to organize a visit to Skyland Ranch for you?
Thank you. I appreciate the offer to help so much, but I was actually thinking of trying something different.
Okay. What did you have in mind?
I quite like the look of the Alcatraz East, actually.
Oh, the crime museum?
Yeah. But I mean, it's just for research.
Oh, are you planning to kill someone?
Wait, what?
In your next book, I mean. One of your characters.
All right, yeah. Something like that. Who knows? So would you recommend the museum?
For sure. We totally dig it. You'll really enjoy the exhibits. There are 5 cool galleries to explore that burrow deep into criminal profiles, victim stories, and forensic science. Lots to geek out on. There's like 100 interactives to get stuck into as well. You could easily spend the day there. Want me to help sort that out for you?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. That's not weird, is it?
Why would that be weird? It's kind of my job.
Yeah, sorry.
Not weird at all. Wish I could join you, in fact. I love Alcatraz East. You'll have a great time. I hope you get what you need for your research, too. So, what's the new story about?
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it. It's nearly ready anyway, I told you. Thanks for helping me get more info about Explorer's activities. I'm sorry if I'm coming across a bit off. It's just a lot of work, you know.
No problem at all, Mr. Nolan. We're here to make your stay at Antebellum's as comfortable as possible. The ticket for Alcatraz East will be emailed to you shortly. Please let me know if there's anything else I can do to help you with that.
No, I don't need any more help, especially with my writing. Why is everyone obsessed with me needing to write? I'm totally fine. I'm a great writer, and there's nothing wrong with me. I'm sorry. God, I didn't mean to be so rude. You're so nice and polite, and I'm just a fucking train wreck. Thanks so much for helping me. I'll let you know how the museum was. Thank you. Bye. Fuck. What now? Yes? Officer? Can I help you?
Good day, Mr. Nolan. I'm Officer Salvador Ramos. I'd like to ask you a few questions about our investigation regarding the murder of Lena Hadid. I believe you're familiar with this case, are you not?
I spoke to Detective Johnson and your team the other day after Lena's death. I told them everything I know.
Yes, and we appreciate your cooperation, but we've made significant progress with the case since. And we'd like to follow up with a few more areas of concern, please. Is it all right if I come in?
I was actually on my way out, but yeah, sure, come in. What do you mean by areas of concern? Has something happened?
Seems like I should be asking you that question, Mr. Nolan. You seem to be on top of this case just as much as we are.
It's just the writer in me.
Sure, but I'm sure as you can understand, Lena Hadid's grieving parents, her older brother, and the traumatized guests at Mazari didn't quite see it that way when you insisted on hounding them with highly concerning and frankly insensitive questions. According to Omar Hadid, Lena's brother, you had to be physically escorted out of the rental property in Miami.
I was upset. He was trying to tell me that.
Well, why don't you start from the beginning again? You're from Seattle, am I right?
Yes, that's right.
And you chose to take a vacation in the small, sleepy town of Star River because?
Well, that's exactly it. Because it's a small, sleepy town. I've been in a bit of a funk lately with my writing. I mean, I needed a quiet space without any distractions to start working on my next manuscript. Mazari Cabin Rental seemed like the perfect place, almost like a mini writer's retreat where nobody could find me.
Hmm. And how did you find out about Mazari Cabin Rentals?
I put up a story on Instagram asking for recommendations. Somebody sent a link to it, and I just liked this one the best.
Who sent you the link on Instagram?
I can't remember. An account I don't follow. I get a lot of messages on socials. It's hard to keep track.
From fans?
Yeah, I guess.
Would you say you have a lot of fans?
I suppose. I don't know. I guess, since For the Love of Time hit the bestsellers list.
Must feel like a lot. All those expectations from your fans. To continue delivering, to continue coming up with new material.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And everybody must act like they know you, because sharing your writing, it's intimate, isn't it?
Incredibly.
So how does that make you feel?
Intruded. Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah, like I'm losing my shit. Like I'm about to explode.
And do something you might regret? Like act impulsively?
What?
Why did you really go for a run on the morning of July 17th?
Because I felt like going for a run. I do it most mornings anyway. Especially before a writing session.
But you didn't return to a writing session that morning, did you? You returned to a horrific fire that incinerated the body of a young doctor until she was barely recognizable.
I didn't know Lena's body was there at the time. I returned to the scene, and it was absolute chaos. Smoke, flames, red, orange, everywhere, and people shouting, lots of shouting.
So your next move was to contact the other guests at Mazari Cabin Rentals from your rental in Bend? To ask them questions about the investigation? Humor me with why.
I was concerned about my safety. We'd just been involved in something horrific.
When a person's worried for their safety, that person should call the police. Not a stranger who's likely dealing with trauma of their own. Do you understand why I'm struggling to understand the logic here?
Yeah, but I was panicked. I wasn't thinking straight. I don't know. For some reason, I started asking about Link's automation and...
Your next idea was to catch the next flight to Miami from Ben to speak to Lena Hadid's parents at their Cassiola vacation rental. Is that correct?
By that point, I'd read a little about Lena Hadid, and I felt she needed justice.
And you didn't have any faith in the cops to take care of that?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I just felt Lena's parents might open up to me more if I...
If you lied.
What?
Well, you lied to them about being an old friend of Lena's. Or was that part true? Sorry, Chase. I'm just struggling to keep up with your stories here.
Look, I know how this sounds, but I've been going through some shit on my own, and...
Yeah. This is a no BS conversation.
Of course. I understand that.
Right. So stop putting on a show. If I wanted to put on a show, I'd jump behind a mic and start a fucking podcast with you.
I hear you. And I'm with you, officer. I'm all for no BS.
So, after you interrogated Lena Hadid's parents behind the cop's back, you took your ass all the way to Orlando to track down her brother, Omar? Right. How did you find him?
Well, I had a hunch that he'd be staying at a Casio rental. All the Hadids seemed to really like their luxury properties, so that helped me to narrow it down.
Of course. That's why you rented a property with Cassiola for yourself while you were staying in Orlando, too. To be more like the Hadids? A bit psycho-obsessive, don't you think?
You have to understand, what Yusuf Hadid shared with me about his daughter was deeply concerning. I felt for Lena, and I guess I felt connected to her. So I needed to get answers.
But why are you so concerned about Lena Hadid? You said you didn't even know her. You said the first you heard of her was after the fire on July 17th when the police confirmed who the dead body in the wooded area belonged to.
Yes, that's true. Ugh. What is this really about? Am I in trouble?
Your stories are falling a bit short, Jason Nolan.
Look, I'll come down to the station again if you need me to. I swear to God, I'm being nothing but completely honest with you. You should speak to my therapist, Astrid. She'll back me up. She knows I've been going through an emotionally hard time, and my actions are a reflection of that. Not a guilty conscience. I'm telling you, I have no idea what happened to Lena. I simply went for a run on the 17th after a kind lady named Beatrix, who works at Mazzari Cabin Rentals, suggested that I should. But that is the honest truth.
Hey, calm down. There's no need for you to start losing your shit. If you'll excuse me. Yes, D, I'm here.
Ramos, I have news.
What is it?
We've been at Mazzari Cabin Rentals today, speaking to the team and checking to see if Jace Nolan's story adds up.
And?
There's never been anybody on the team at Mazzari by the name of Beatrix. Ever. He's lying, Ramos. Jace Nolan is lying.
What the hell? But... didn't we hear Beatrix talking to Jace back in episode 1? Oh man, now I'm getting really confused. Derailed is a No BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali. And written and directed by Neely Khan. The team would like to thank the sponsors featured in this episode. Antebellum's Cabin Rentals, for cabins with stunning views in the Smokies, spread across Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. Explory, for the best activity solutions and guest engagement tools that help hospitality brands differentiate their properties. And of course, starring sponsor, Cassiola, for vacation homes you'll love across Miami, Orlando, and Aruba. Do check these awesome brands out by following the sponsor links in our show notes, as this podcast would not have been possible without them. I'll catch you next week for episode 11, which is sure to answer some of our burning questions.